In many people's lives, social media has replaced journalism, become their point of contact, and the main way they keep in touch. So when some people want to stand in the village square and yell their thoughts to the world, they do it by replying to a politician's post, tagging them in a message, or simply posting their worldview. As some angry Twitter types, are there really any other, complain Premier Scott Moe's Twitter account has blocked them, it raises a good question. Unlike you and me, who should block jerks with great abandon, does a higher freedom of expression threshold exist for elected public officials? Yes, it does. But it doesn't mean they shouldn't block anonymous accounts or posts which are abusive, defamatory, hateful, or discriminatory. But what about those annoying, pestering, inappropriate, harassing posts? That's a judgment call. So set the criteria, give trolls a chance to appeal when they've been blocked, and then carry on. Because like life, social media has limits of tolerance. I'm John Gormley.